Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi with his Bhutanese counterpart Shering Tobgay inaugurates state-of-the-art mother and child hospital built with Indian support in Thimphu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reaches Singapore on a three-day visit. International community condemns terrorist attack in Russia. Over 20 killed in several villages of Punjab's Sangrur after consuming spurious liquor. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings to take on Delhi Capitals in Mohali this afternoon. Kolkata Knight Riders versus Sunrisers Hyderabad match to be played in Kolkata this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Bhutanese counterpart Shering Tobgay inaugurated Gyalsen Jetsun Pema Mother and Child Hospital in Thimphu this morning. The state-of-the-art hospital has been built with the assistance of the Government of India. The development of the 150-bedded hospital has been supported by India in two phases. The newly constructed hospital would add value to the quality of mother and child health services in Bhutan. The Minister of External Affairs said that Gyalsen Jetsun Pema Wangchuk Hospital stands as a shining example of India-Bhutan partnership in healthcare. After the inauguration, Prime Minister left for New Delhi. In a special gesture, Bhutan King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk, accompanied by Prime Minister Tobgay, accorded a warm send-off to Mr. Modi at the airport. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this has been a very special Bhutan visit and he had the opportunity to meet the King, PM Tobgay and other distinguished people of Bhutan. He said the talks will add even more vigour to the India-Bhutan friendship. Mr. Modi also expressed gratitude to have been conferred the Order of the Druk Gyalpo. He thanked people of Bhutan for their warmth and hospitality. Mr. Modi said India will always be a reliable friend and partner for Bhutan. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi announced assistance of 10,000 crore rupees to Bhutan over the next 5 years. Mr. Modi assured Bhutan's top leadership that India will stand by the Himalayan Kingdom in its quest for development. The two countries also signed agreements in the fields of energy, trade, digital connectivity, space and agriculture, and finalized the MOU on the establishment of rail links between the two nations. Informing about Prime Minister's economic aid to Bhutan, Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra said the assistance also includes India's support to Bhutan's economic stimulus package.
India-Bhutan relationship from this ongoing state visit of Prime Minister was the announcement by the Prime Minister that the Government of India will be supporting the 13th five-year plan of Bhutan to the tune of rupees 10,000 crores. This assistance also includes India's support for Bhutan's economic stimulus package.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today reached Singapore on a three-day visit. He began his visit by paying homage to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose and the brave Indian National Army soldiers. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, "The INA marker in Singapore recognizes the deep patriotism and indomitable spirit that remain an inspiration for generations to come." The terror attack in Russia on a concert venue, Crocus City Hall at Moscow, has received international condemnation with the United Nations chief and the UN Security Council calling for justice. The Islamic State Khorasan, ISISK, has claimed responsibility for the attack on the concert venue. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed shock at the attack and condemned it in the strongest possible terms. The United Nations Security Council has called on all states to cooperate actively with the government of the Russian Federation as well as all other relevant authorities to bring to account those responsible for the terrorist attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condemned the terror attack in a Moscow concert. The US, EU, UK, France, Spain and UAE also expressed shock. French President Emmanuel Macron has said France expresses its solidarity with the victims, the loved ones and all the Russian people. Spain said it was shocked at events in Moscow, while Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said it was an odious act of terrorism and expressed a full solidarity with the affected people and the victims' families. Over 60 people were killed and more than 145 injured when gunmen opened fire in a concert hall near capital Moscow last night. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasarak Ke Saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. In Punjab, more than 20 people have been killed after consuming spurious liquor in several villages of Sangrur district. Six more victims succumbed in hospitals today. A special police team is investigating the matter and 8 persons have been arrested so far. We have more from a correspondent.
The series of deaths due to alleged spurious liquor started from Dirba area of Sangrur district is not stopping, and now this havoc is being seen in Sunam of the same district today. The death toll in Sunam and Dirba has reached 20. About 16 victims are undergoing treatment in various hospitals. Meanwhile, the entire opposition is demanding the resignation of Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann and Excise Minister Harpal Singh Chima over the incident. Sheshu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today extended the custody of Bharat Rashtriya Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita to Enforcement Directorate ED till the 26th of this month in the money laundering case. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baweja passed the order after the BRS leader was produced in court on the expiry of an ED remand in the alleged leaker policy scam. The Central Probe Agency had sought 5 more days of remand of Ms. Kavita in the court. This comes a day after the Supreme Court refused to entertain Kavita's bail plea in the case and asked her to move the trial court. In some election news, around 1 crore 80 lakh first-time voters aged between 18 to 19 years will exercise their franchise in the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Several social media campaigns like I Vote For Sure are underway to encourage the young and first-time voters. We have a report.
This time, around 19 crore 74 lakh voters are in the age group of 20 to 29 years. Election Commission said over 13.4 lakh advance applications have been received from the people aged over 17 years. The poll body is collaborating with national icons like Sachin Tendulkar and Rajkumar Rao to enhance youth participation in the festival of democracy. Social media campaigns and radio engagement also aims to increase the participation. To address barriers in youth participation, the Commission is implementing Turnout Implementation Plan. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Nomination filing for first phase of election has started in West Bengal. The last date of filing nomination is the 27th of March. Expenditure observers have already taken their charge. We have more from a correspondent.
West Bengal will witness Lok Sabha election in 7 phases for 42 constituencies. Under the first phase, on 19th April, vote will be taken in Alipurduar, Kochbihar and Jalpaiguri constituencies. There are more than 7 crore electors in the state. The percentage of first-time voters is 2.07. There will be 80,530 polling stations, out of which nearly 6,000 will be managed by women, and 24 polling stations will be managed by Divyangjans. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In Tripura, electioneering is gradually picking up in the run-up to the first two phases of Lok Sabha elections. Tripura West parliamentary seat will go to polls on April 19th, while the Tripura East will go to polls on April 26th. Our correspondent reports.
Major political parties are presently canvassing through door-to-door campaigns. Also, election machinery has started conducting training programs for polling staff in different districts. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha participated in the campaigning for his party candidate Biplab Kumar Deb, who is contesting from Tripura West Lok Sabha seat. India Alliance leaders from Congress and CPIM also organized door-to-door campaigning in several areas at Agartala and neighboring Sipahi Jala district. CPIM candidate and former MLA Ratan Das has filed his nomination paper for the by-poll to Ramnagar Assembly seat, which goes to poll on April 19. The BJP has fielded Agartala Mayor Deepak Majumdar as its candidate from this seat. The by-election to Ramnagar Assembly seat has been necessitated due to the death of sitting BJP MLA Surajit Datta. Kunal Shinde, Akashwani News, Agartala.
Arunachal Pradesh will go for simultaneous polls for its two Lok Sabha and 60 Legislative Assembly seats in a single phase on April 19th next month. We have a report.
The notification for the elections was issued on 28th of this month. The last date of nomination is on March 27. As the term of the last Legislative Assembly ends on June 2 this year, the counting of votes for the Assembly elections will be held on June 2 and counting for the two parliamentary seats will be done along with the rest of the country on June 4. As per electoral roll published in January this year, Arunachal Pradesh has 8,82,816 voters. The state has more female voters than male. There will be 2,226 polling stations. Rakesh Dole, Akashwani News, Itanagar.
Six former Himachal Pradesh MLAs who were disqualified as Congress legislators joined BJP in New Delhi today in the presence of Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur and former Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Jairam Thakur. The former MLAs are Sudhir Sharma, Ravi Thakur, Inder Dutt Lakhanpal, Devendra Bhutto and Chaitanya Sharma. External Affairs Ministry today summoned German Deputy Chief of Mission in New Delhi to convey India's strong protest on the Foreign Office spokesperson's comments on India's internal affairs. It said India sees such remarks as interfering in the judicial process and undermining the independence of India's judiciary. External Affairs Ministry said India is a vibrant and robust democracy with the rule of law. It said law will take its own course in the matter, as in all legal cases in the country and elsewhere in the democratic world. It termed the biased assumptions made on this account as unwarranted. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, is conducting searches at various locations, including in Kolkata, in connection with TMC leader Mohua Moitro cash for query case. Sources said CBI is also conducting searches at the premises of Moitro in Kolkata and other cities. The CBI had registered an FIR against the former TMC MP on the directives of the Lokpal, which has instructed the agency to file a report within 6 months. In Chhattisgarh, two jawans of Bastar fighters were injured in a blast of IED planted by Maoists in Dantewada district last night. Our correspondent reports that a joint team of CRPF, Bastar fighters and District Reserve Guard were on a search operation Kirandul area when the bomb exploded. Injured jawans were referred to the state capital Raipur. Meanwhile, an encounter is going on in Pidia area of Bijapur district between security forces and Maoists. In IPL cricket, two matches will be played today. In the first match, Punjab Kings will take on Delhi Capitals in Mohali at 3:30 p.m. while Kolkata Knight Riders will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, defending champions Chennai Super Kings defeated Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets in the inaugural match. At M. A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai, CSK overhauled the target of 174 in 18.4 overs with 6 wickets in hand. Earlier, electing to bat first, Royal Challengers Bangalore amassed 173 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, the tournament kicked off in a star-studded opening ceremony. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikant will take on Lin Chun Yi of Chinese Taipei in the men's single semi-final of the Swiss Open at Basel tonight. In the quarter-final match last night, Srikant brushed past Li Jiahao of Chinese Taipei. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi with his Bhutanese counterpart sharing Tobge inaugurates state-of-the-art mother and child hospital built with Indian support in Thimphu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reaches Singapore on a 3-day visit. International community condemns terrorist attack in Russia. over 20 killed in several villages of Punjab's Sangrur after consuming spurious liquor, and in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings to take on Delhi Capitals in Mohali this afternoon, Kolkata Knight Riders versus Sunrisers Hyderabad match to be played in Kolkata this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.